After several minutes, a voice permeated the big hall. "Welcome, everyone," it said. "You have 30 minutes to attempt the questions. It is not expected that you will complete them all. You may begin." A loud rustle of paper was followed by a silence heavy with thought. 3.5 minutes later, Aldous stood and exited the hall. He was in one of the rows closest to the door, so he had already re-entered the carpeted foyer before one of the IQ officials could stop him.
Excuse me, sir,"
stammered a young man in his mid-twenties with buck teeth and a slight lisp.
You can't leave yet."
"Why ever not?" inquired Aldous.
"You have to do the test."
"I have."
"To do the test,"
the boy completed what he anticipated Aldous's sentence would be. No,
I have,"
Aldous persisted. Another official, this time a woman in her middle years who looked like a large Christmas pudding with knobbly appendages, came out of the auditorium like an irate schoolteacher brandishing Aldous's test paper about.
"You!"
she bellowed. "You?" muttered Aldous, amazed at the rudeness of the address.
"Yes, you. You can't go. You have to finish the test."
She invaded Aldous's personal space in a bluster of bureaucratic outrage, shaking the offending test paper. "If you look at it, you'll see that I have," Aldous replied patiently, although the truth to tell, this woman's attitude was a test in itself.
"Impossible,"
she stated imperiously, as she flicked through the pages. The young buck-toothed man looked over her shoulder, and he must have breathed on her neck or something, because she stopped mid-flick and slowly turned her head in a manner that said, "Back off," which the boy instinctively and instantly did. "We've talked about this before, haven't we, Barry?" Barry nodded and gulped, and Aldous wanted to be rid of these two, lest he become a minor role in the soap opera of Barry and... what did her name tag say? Bernice? He must get some air.